This morning I'm excited to begin our sermon summaries in Romans chapter 5. We've spent the past few weeks on one reoccurring theme, the word justification. What is justification? It's the declaration of the righteousness of Christ credited to his followers. And why is it so important? Why do we need righteousness? Well, because this is the gospel, and because we by birth are incredibly unrighteous. Does this incredible truth of the gospel have implications other than just eternal life? Though that is surely a plus, we have practical everyday life-altering glorious consequences of justification, and that's what Paul picks up here in Romans chapter 5. He says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, because of salvation, a righteous standing before God Almighty, and because our righteous standing before God Almighty is completely and utterly only found in Christ's righteousness received by faith in what he has done, completely independent of what we have done, we therefore have peace with God." We have peace with God Almighty. Our position before salvation, relationally we were separated, we were cast out of the garden, his wrath was dwelling on us, we were headed for destruction, and we were followers of the prince of the power of the air, we were followers of Satan. But our position post-salvation, after being justified by faith, we've been brought near, we've been made children of God, and we've become brothers and sisters of Christ, our elder brother. And this happens through our Lord. This happens solely based upon him who is our Lord, our Master, and our King. This Lord has a name. It's Jesus. This Lord who brings us into peace with God has a name. God saves. How fitting. For it is from God's wrath that we are saved, given peace with him by God the Son. He's also called the Messiah. He is the Messiah, the promised one, the serpent crusher, the blessing to all nations, the one who would not undergo decay, the one who would bear our sorrows and griefs, be smitten of God, bring life to the many. All the nations would be blessed through this man, the God Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. It's through him, through whom also, verse 2, we have obtained our introduction, our access. We are given access to God Almighty and his, well, we get there, but into his salvation. And it says that we are given access or introduction by faith. We come to God through one way and one way alone, faith in Jesus Christ. Any addition of a religious guru, any addition of man's effort, any addition of tradition to raise the bar of salvation, these negate God's mercy and grace and Jesus' work and accomplishment for us upon that cross. We are given access into God's grace. I believe this is God's daily, enabling, strengthening, and comforting grace. The salvific grace has been covered, and Paul now, I believe, is shifting to God's sustaining grace. So brothers and sisters, when you're faced with a temptation to sin, run to God's grace. When faced with a trial, run to God's grace. When a health issue comes, run to God's grace. When a loved one is suffering, run to God's grace. When you lose a job, run to God's grace. When you are rejected by a loved one, run to God's grace, where love will never be lost or fail. And in this grace, we stand. The verse says, we're standing in the midst, we are in it, covered by it, firm, unshaken, and unmoved. What a beautiful picture of a standing in the middle of God's grace. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. We believers, all those who have been justified by faith, this ought to be our attitude, and it ought to be true of you that you are exulting or finding glory in this or have great joy in it. In what? In hope. Real confident expectation, giving you the ability to carry on. And what is this hope found in? Of the glory of God, God's glorious salvation. Number one, you are justified in God's salvation. Though we were so desperately wicked, lost in our sins, happily running away, God declares Christ's righteousness as ours by his grace through faith. Number two, then there's sanctification. He continues doing that which he started. We continually become more like Christ by the work of the Spirit in our lives as we behold the glory of the Lord and are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. And then thirdly, we look forward to glorification. God finishes. so that not only are we righteous in standing, but He makes us righteous in our action. This doesn't happen while we're here on earth, but rather when we see Christ. When we see Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Colossians 3:4. So keep going strong. You have peace with God. You've been justified by faith if you've placed your faith in Jesus.